constant aftershocks of her sabotage, but she remained alert for everything in her environment, just in case her sparring partner tried something new. When a noise came from the other side of the airlock room's inner door, she initially dismissed it as a ploy to distract her. She had sealed her Ferrocrete tunnel behind her, so no one could be coming up that way, and there was no other entrance to the vault. The sound came again. A muffled metallic thud. And this time, she caught the Jedi's reaction to it. He was distracted too. His eyes flicked to the sealed inner door. In that instant, she struck. Her ability to produce Sith lightning wasn't fully developed yet, and she didn't dare hope that it could overwhelm anyone with Jedi training. But she used it anyway, blasting her opponent with everything she had. He caught him badly, as though he wasn't used to facing such attacks. And it occurred to her only then that he was an apprentice like herself. Like her, this could be the first time that he had faced his enemy alone. Unlike her, he wouldn't live to learn from the experience. He staggered away, flesh tortured and smoking. She maintained the surge as long as she could, and followed it with two quick strikes to midriff and throat. He barely blocked them, swinging one-handed, holding his other arm across his eyes, as though the light blinded him. Thrilled by his weakness, Axe lunged again and again, driving him backward until he hit the wall. He slid down it, blade raised ineffectually to block the killing blow. His comlink squawked.
Shigar, watch out! Striver's on his way! He's after the Navicomp!
Triumph turned to all-consuming hatred.
Dow's Striver? Here?
It was her turn to be surprised. With one swift kick, the Jedi, Shigar, knocked the lightsaber from her hand. It skittered away, blade flashing and deactivating automatically. She staggered backward, disarmed, and he came to his feet, eyes bloodshot and full of determination. Not hatred, not anger. She didn't even have the satisfaction of that small victory. She ran backward, force-pulling her fallen hilt to her, even though she knew it couldn't possibly arrive in time. The Jedi followed her, driving her toward the outer door. When the door burst in behind her, she didn't need to look to see who was there. She felt his presence as keenly as a dagger in her back.
Dow's Striver!
Caught between a Jedi apprentice and a Mandalorian who had already beaten her once, all she could do was hit the activation stud and hope for a miracle. Chapter 14. Lorin was halfway to the vault when Yima intercepted her. He was standing in the deserted passageway ahead, with his hands upraised in the universal signal to halt. She would have pushed right past him had he not been backed up by 5 Weakway and a dozen axe-wielding Gamorreans.
"I see the missing envoy has returned,"
he said, taking in the group behind her with baleful red eyes.
"The pirate, too. My mistress will be pleased."
Lorin didn't have time to discuss the situation. The thought of Shigar facing Dow's Striver alone filled her with urgency. It might already be too late. Her attempts to hail him on the comlink had prompted nothing but silence in reply.
"Thank her for her concern," she said. "We're returning the envoy to his quarters now."
"Are you? Excellent. You may have heard the, occasional disturbance in the last hour. There is nothing to worry about, I assure you of that. But it would be advisable for you to remain in the high security wing until told otherwise."